Alderman Moore was actually the sponsor of the renaming of Lakeshore Drive ordinance, and he's joining us now here. Hey, Alderman Moore, you just heard, I don't know if you just heard, actually, Alderman Hopkins was just on. He said the whole city council meeting was collapsing into chaos, essentially. We needed a timeout, I believe he said. How would you characterize what just happened this afternoon?
No, we didn't need a timeout. We need Alderman to step up and have some guts to make this council a strong council and weak mayor set up the way it was supposed to have been. That's what we need. And so we got so many weak aldermen, and that's the bottom line. And if anybody say anything different, they're lying, the truth ain't in them. And so that's what has to happen. Gutless aldermen, that's what it's coming down to. And we have to stand up and fight when there's democracy is at hand, when we have a city council where the rules are not being followed, but yet you have city councilmen voting to end a council meeting when the vote is totally out of order. And so it's I mean, it is what it is, but the people are going to have to stand up. That's what it's going to take. And if people want their democracy trampled, if that's what they want, then they get what they vote for. That's all I can say.
Well, say something about this, because you are behind the move to rename Lakeshore Drive to DeSable Drive. And I heard that you had the votes to override a mayoral veto. I know the mayor came to you, I believe, with some sort of compromise that said, let's give it a dual name, DeSable Lakeshore Drive. I don't think that was okay by you. And I just bring us up to speed of where things sit with that whole effort.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that question. First of all, let's start even on that premises, and I'll back it up. When you talked about they're coming and introducing DeSable Lakeshore Drive, but yet you heard the Alderman Hopkins just say the addresses would be impacted. That means they would be impacted with DeSable Lakeshore Drive too, correct? And the reason why she would change it to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, because there are no addresses impacted. So that's those fear-mongering tactics that they're using to keep to scare their constituency to say, hey, your address is going to change, your property values are going to go down, all these type of things that were put out there. And so, you know,
I don't think Alderman Hopkins is in favor of the alternative names. He's in favor
of the alternative location. I'm talking about the fact that you would even if there was a problem, address changes, the administration wouldn't be proposing it. That's what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
If there were any addresses. So they have no addresses impacted by it. And so this proposal was just introduced yesterday at the 11th hour. It also talked about packaging the park and the Riverwalk with it and going back to committee. And I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe situation in terms of them taking it back to committee. I did take it to the 40 different organizations that were also behind this. Yesterday, they were not in support of that. Also began to get calls from people who were not even interested in this at first and told us to stand our ground. And it's picking up more momentum, and that's what I'm going to do as of today. I will continue to do that. If those organization members want to change their mind and they want to go with DeSable Lakeshore Drive, then I'll support that if they want to.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard you say that. Would you support other locations? Millennium Park, you just heard. I've heard the Chicago River, other locations to be named DeSable instead of Lakeshore Drive. Is that something you'd support?
Absolutely not, because this is not about a place. This is about a drive down unity, a drive down hope. Not just a place. We got places now that a lot of our kids, both north and south and west sides, do not get to. But when they're on Lakeshore Drive because their parents take it for whatever reason or another, then they can say, wait, who is DeSable, both on the south side and on the north side, and we can help try to unite our city. This won't be the main thing that unite our city, but every little thing that we do to bring our city together, to bring the north side to the south side, to bring the south side to the north side, is worth doing. And so, no, that wouldn't be a compromise for me.
Where do you go from here? Friday, you pick these things up again. Are things going to be different? Do you feel comfortable about that? Things will be more civil?
You know what? The civil thing, I think, is totally thrown out the windows these days. You have to be willing to work together. You have to be willing to respect one another for valid reasons and not for selfish or racial reasons, and the civil has gone out the door in this city council, and I don't know how we get it back. I know how we get it back. We get it back when aldermen stand up, take control the way they're supposed to take control. That's how we get it back.
Well, people demand it, because I think that no one's going to look at that and be proud as a citizen of Chicago to say, that's how we want our council to act, that's how you get business done, because you don't. You don't. And I think right. we'd agree with that.
Well, you and I agree, and that's why we got to get our council, our city, what is it set up as? Weak, strong council, weak mayor. And not so weak mayor and to weaken our mayor, but to work with our mayor so that she can be and be able to do the best that she can, or whoever's sitting in that seat. Not just her, but who's ever sitting in that seat, so that we can collectively work together to move this city forward. And that's what I'm talking about, taking a drive down hope, taking a drive down equity. And that's what DuSable was about. He was about uniting people.
Mm-hmm. Alderman David Moore, we got to leave it there. We got to get to the news. I appreciate your time, and we'll see what happens on Friday, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.